Bears down one. Backcourt Marin gets it to Fawcett. Fawcett back there again. Knocked it up his hands. Grabbed by Dalen Coons. He lays it in. 18 seconds left. Bears have taken the lead. Here comes the front court. Jones for Southern Utah. Down the lane. Runs over a player. Offensive foul. Zach Block takes the charge. Bears by one. 14 seconds left. They have the ball.
The Bears found a way to get it done. How about that? The UNC Bears taking care of Southern Utah last night. 5 minutes around that mark. 5 minutes left. And you're telling me that they're down 17 and the Bears are going to come back and win that thing? Absolutely crazy, man. They found a way to get it done. What an awesome game. What an awesome environment for the Bears. What a huge moment for UNC. One of their bigger wins of the season. I would say the biggest one. I was talking to Coach Steve Smiley on the phone this morning. And he said, Brady, that game felt just like the Weber State game. Like we were rolling. I mean, the Bears were up 10 at the half or so. I think it was 10. And then Southern Utah just comes storming back. And they get the lead. And they get up by 10. They get up by 15. They get up by 17. The difference is somehow, some way, UNC fights through everything. 17-point comeback is tied for the second biggest in the program's D1 history, trailing only a 24-point comeback against Bethune-Cookman on November 30th, 2013. I'd be curious to know, you know, how long, like, how many minutes it took to come back from 24 points, though. They scored 32 points in 5 minutes. Dalen Coons is such a good basketball player, guys. He is so phenomenal to watch. What a game by him. But you had other guys stepping up in this game, too. You know, you Bodie Human Core, John Cooch go down and get hurt. And then, you know, late, you're basically, and again, I'm talking to Coach Smiley, and he's like, dude, we're doing it with, our, you know, guards and our small forwards trying to stop Southern Utah on the defensive side of the ball. But we were able to do it. And Southern Utah was still making shots. They were making free throws anyway. Everything had to go perfectly for UNC in that last 5 minutes. And it did. And then they win by five. I think the spread was -1.5. If you took that, you were probably sweating and gave up hope. And then suddenly you look up and bam, they're winning. Dalen Coons had 30 points in this one. 7 boards and 4 assists. Wow. Just unreal. You had guys step up and hit free throws. I mean, Matt Johnson was 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Things are heating up for the University of Northern Colorado. Now you look at this. The goal is to finish in the top 5. Yes, a regular season title would be awesome. They're 2.5 games out of that. It's not impossible for the Bears at all. But the big thing is you want that first round bye. That is number one. And you got to finish in the top 5. And they are almost to lock that up. So they're sitting in 4th place. They're ahead of Montana now. They're sitting at 9-4. The 6th team, the team that would be chasing them for that top 5 spot, is Eastern Washington. And I think you look at the situation where, okay, you're 7-7. I think they're gonna be able to lock up that top 5. It's looking really good. You know, with how many games left? There's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. I mean, again, if you completely drop out, then Eastern Washington could make a jump. You do play them in a couple of games. But no, first round bye is the most important thing. You know, winning the regular season title would be a cherry on top, and it would be a banner that you can hang, and it would be awesome, and it'd be great for Steve Smiley. But it doesn't matter, because even if you win the regular season title, you have to win in the tournament. You give yourself better, the best seeding and all that. You want to try to avoid, you know, playing Weber State and Montana State as much as possible. But getting number 5 is crucial. And I talked to Smiley this morning, and he said, yes, I feel again, it's not done yet, but I feel like that winning that game was absolutely huge for us as far as trying to accomplish that goal. 14-11 on the season, 9-4 in the conference. That game was done, folks. That game was signed, sealed, and delivered. Southern Utah was going to win and move up to 11-3 in the conference with 5 minutes left. And then just craziness happened. You heard that last sequence there, courtesy of Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears. Nobody better, by the way. Here's some notes for you on that game. Thanks to Ryan Pfeiffer for putting this together for us at UNC. The Bears were a perfect 10-for-10 from the field in that 32-10 run with 5 minutes left. 32 points in 5 minutes. Here's what happened. The Bears were a perfect 10-for-10 from the field. They went 9-for-9 from the free throw line. Dalen Kuntz scored 16 of the 32 points during that stretch. Matt Johnson scored 9 points, including shooting 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Matt Johnson is probably one of the more underrated players in the state of Colorado. Dalton Connect off the bench scored the remaining 7 of the 32 points for the Bears. UNC scored 10 of their 32 points off of 5 Southern Utah turnovers. 19 of UNC's points came off of the fast break. Southern Utah was just 33% from the field. So they weren't hitting shots late, but they were still hitting free throws. Wow. What a weird game. You're right, Coach. That game was exactly, to me, was exactly like the Weber State game. It felt like it. You're up 10, and the second half's a completely different game. I mean, you were at that game, JD. And I looked at the score at the half, and I'm thinking, okay, here we go. And then, bam, like within 3 minutes, Southern Utah pulls ahead. And I'm thinking, this is exactly what happened. It's a great team in the Big Sky. You're working it. You're beating them. And then something, they just make these crazy adjustments. What a win for UNC. Still a lot of work. Like I said, the regular season has a lot of meaning, but it doesn't. It's never the end-all be-all. Like for CSU, for example, if you win the regular season title, I believe is it an automatic if you win the regular season? I don't think so. It's automatic if you win the tournament, right? Believe it's in the Mountain West Conference. See if you can look that one up for me, JD. If you win the Mountain West Conference tournament, I believe it's an automatic bye. If you win, or an automatic bid, if you win the regular season, good shot. I think the stats are pretty good for that. For the Bears, it's absolutely not. You could win the regular season title, and it doesn't do anything for you in terms of March Madness. You have to win the Big Sky Conference tournament. So the rest of this season, the 7 games left, it's all about putting yourself in the right position. Hopefully Dalen Kuntz sticks around, folks. In the day of the transfer portal, you know, I'm good friends with him, so I'm doing my best, guys. I love that guy. He's a great guy. He was going to come in and join us. We're going to have assistant UNC Bears coach Corey Faringer join us, as well as Bodie Hume at the bottom of the hour. Bodie's going to be here. I don't know if Coach is going to be in studio with us or not, but we'll be looking forward to talking to both of those guys about an absolute phenomenal night last night. Dalen Kuntz, by the way, has got to be the front runner for the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. Talking to Jerry Schimmel yesterday, he says it's a no-brainer. I got to think he's going to get it. He leads the league. I think this is before yesterday's game. But he leads the league in scoring. He's averaging 21.4 points per game. Jalen Cohn out of Northern Arizona is the other player that's close. He's averaging 19. As for the rest, 17.8 is Kobe McQuinn, if I can spit that out. 17.8 points. So if you're going to go off of point totals, Dalen Kuntz is running away with that one. He also has the second best field goal percentage behind John Knight of Southern Utah. And they're pretty close when they talk about that percentage. 532 for John and 529 for Dalen. Is Dalen in the top? He's in the top 15. He's at number 13 in assists. Great percentage by him, though, overall. He's just a very reliable player. What a fun night for UNC fans. Let's do this. If you're listening to the show, I mean, there's a lot of great basketball going on in the area. I've said this a lot that, you know, the The Bears have a really fun team to follow. They have a fun coach to follow. Get out there. Check out a game. If you have some time, get out and check out a game. I know last night was Valentine's Day, but man, check out a home game. I've got some tickets I'm going to give away a little bit later on. Fun time, no doubt about it. All right, bracket challenge time. PDC Energy is putting up $500. The winner of the whole show bracket challenge is winning $500. Can you believe that? The second place is winning, is it $200, courtesy of Bear Insurance. Third place is winning a foursome of golf, courtesy of the Eaton Country Club. They're going to be a partner with us for a while now. So first through third place, you're winning something. How about that? $500 to the winner, though. And there's no cost or anything to get in. I just need your email address. We do it through CBS Sports. So, Jadine, I think we're going to register somebody right now. Our goal is to get another 10 to 20 this week, and we want you in the mix. So make sure you get in right now is your chance. I'm just going to go quick here. Caller one. Caller, you know what? Let's do two people. Let's get to number 11 today. Look at those odds. You know, we want a lot of people, but still pretty damn good odds to win $500. Let's go caller one and two. Callers one and two, you get in our bracket challenge, our whole show bracket challenge for your chance to win $500 courtesy of PDC Energy. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Callers one and two, you got your shot to win $500. Get in the mix. 17 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. Don't forget, Bodie Hume and assistant coach for the Bears, Corey Farringer, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Some fun talk about UNC. Don't miss it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Okay, change of plans. All right. I just talked to Coach Corey Farringer. He's out there right now. He's ready to rock and roll. We know Bodie's coming. Dalen Coutts is coming as well. And he was one of the stars of the night. So we're getting the whole band in here in the studio in a few minutes. They're going to be here, I believe, anyway. I don't think Coach would set me up like that. But we think Dalen's coming as well. So he's going to be coming. This is going to be fun basketball talk, man. I want to go through what was happening in their minds as this comeback was really taking place. Bama Bear texting in, great game yesterday. Was getting ready to leave with about 6 minutes to play. Heck of an effort by the Bears. Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Coach. You'll hear it when he comes in here. He's like, you know, normally I don't freak out until we get to the 20 point. We weren't down by 20 yet. We were just down 17 with 5 minutes to go. I wonder what the odds were that UNC comes back and wins that game. You gotta wonder. You know how like ESPN will do the tracker, like who has the best chance to win, like while you're watching a game? What do you think it was? Like 99% chance that Southern Utah was going to win? I'd be so curious to see that. Crazy. Crazy stuff, man. Great basketball happening in the state of Colorado. Get involved. You know, if you can't make it, listen, watch. There's ways to follow this team now if you can't go to every single game, if you can't go to games. And, of course, the number one way we're going to give you is right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, listening to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Let's see here. What is our Method Flow products poll question of the day? Available at thewholeshow.com. Zach Stevens, who will join us in the 1 o'clock hour, posted that the Denver Broncos have the 8th best odds to win the Super Bowl next year. So I say, why so optimistic? And I gave you a couple of options. Of course, every hooligan ever that's ever existed will go, why didn't you add this option? Why didn't you add that option? Because you just can't deal with what I'm putting out there. So here's my options. Why so optimistic? Nathaniel Hackett will be that good of a coach? outside of the QB, the Broncos have a solid roster. Or Aaron Rodgers and or elite quarterbacks is coming to town. 50% of you still believe that Aaron Rodgers is coming to town. Wow. You guys. I feel sorry for you guys. I really do. Boy, if he does come to town, you guys are going to be all over me, aren't you? 50% say it's because Rodgers is coming. That's why the Broncos have the 8th best odds to win the Super Bowl. 25% say, hey, you know what? Outside of the quarterback, the Broncos have a pretty damn good roster, which I'm also kind of willing to challenge. And we may have a different discussion after free agency. We'll see. 16% say Nathaniel Hackett's going to be that good of a coach. And then 8% of you are bold saying other. Gotta love it, man. 25 minutes after the hour. All right, tell you what, J-Dog Millionaire. We're going to take a break early in this one because I want to spend some time with our friends, Corey Faringer of UNC, Bodie Hume. And again, I believe Dalen Kuntz is joining the party. That's what I've been told. But I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. For over 51 years now, OCR has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. They got 6 medical campuses, and they provide care along the Front Range. OCR is proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. You want to learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies? Go to their website, www.orthohealth.com. 26 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk all things UNC with guys that know a heck of a lot more about it than I do, with UNC assistant coach Corey Faringer, Bodie Hume, and again, we believe Dalen Kuntz is going to make the appearance, so we're excited about it. Don't go anywhere. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you listen to the whole show on 1310 KFK.
Set. Nova's threw it away, but Bodie Hume has it. Drives, dunks!
31 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And yes, that's the story of the day, folks. The UNC Bears finding a way to get it done against Southern Utah, 100-95, but we're down 17 with 5 minutes to go. But I like what assistant coach Corey Faringer said. Hey, you know what? It wasn't 20 yet, so I wasn't too worried. As long as they didn't get it up to 20, we'll be all right. Coach Corey Faringer, Bodie Hume joining us in studio. Love catching up with you guys, man. This is great. Bodie, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Feeling healthy. Excited we got a win and excited to get back on the road and play some more games.
Such a huge win for you guys.
Absolutely.
I mean, a monster game. So much fun. But, Coach, what's going through your mind? 5:23 or something like that left in the game, and you guys are down 17. What are you thinking at this point? Are you thinking, oh, it's Weber State all over again, or what's going on?
No, I think just reminding the guys the identity of who they are, which is they can make up a lot of points in a hurry, so you don't need that many possessions to tighten that thing up. And once you get tightened up in those last 2 minutes, it can be anybody's game, and we've seen that on both ends of it. And so thankfully for us, we were able to show resiliency, have a great mindset towards the deficit, and then eventually overcome that deficit with, you know, a lot of teamwork, a lot of team play, and a lot of different guys making winning plays that didn't necessarily score it and don't show up in a stat book that made major impacts.
I mean, I think in situations like this, especially when it comes to basketball and you're down like that, doesn't everything have to pretty much go perfectly in that five-minute stretch? I mean, the shooting has to be there. The free throws have to be there. They have to miss a few shots. You have to get the steals. You have to convert on those steals. It's just this perfect recipe for this absolute beautiful chaos that we witnessed last
night. Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't say necessarily perfect just because no one ever plays perfect, but definitely gotta have a lot of things go right that are out of your control, and ultimately that was what happened for us, and then we capitalized on that and took what was in our control and made the best of it.
Okay, I know how you're gonna answer this, but I have to ask, did you really think you were coming back in this game last night?
Of course. No, I think that going through this year and experiencing what we have with these guys, it's been a huge thing for us on being able to close games, especially with stuff like that happening. We've had constant so many times where we end up blowing a lead or end up going down big and we just don't come back from it. So to see us come back from it is just truly something special, and it means that we're in a great spot as a team.
That's a great point you bring up. There were so many of those games. You and I were talking about some of those games, Coach, where, you know, damn good basketball in that first half, and then just for whatever reason, kind of let it slip. And there were some great teams you guys played, some ranked teams where you were up or you were close or whatever, and then something happens.
And I would say, like, for us on the coaching staff, for me personally, and Bodie will understand what I'm talking about, is I had no clue whether or not we'd win that game, right? No clue whether or not it would be close at the end. But I'm a big, you know, be present, be where your feet are, and, you know, try to impact the moment with which you're in. And so for us, I thought it was just play better, play harder, be more together. And I think eventually you start to stack those bricks on top of each other, and you start to become really tough in your foundation. So there was no doubt that, you know, was winning going to be an option? I didn't know. You know, none of the coaching staff knew. But did we need to play better? Did we need to be more aggressive? Did we need to throw the punches instead of take punches? No doubt about it. And I thought the leadership within the huddles, within the older guys, whether it was Kuhr and Bodie sitting the bench and they're being good teammates for guys that are on the floor, or Matt Johnson, who's been around for ages, right, like settling in those huddles and telling the team, like, keep playing, keep your heads up, just stay together. I thought those were the moments that were really important, was being present, being where your feet are, you know, and being really, you know, I would say deciding to throw punches instead of take punches as you had been for about 10 minutes. But, you know, for 30 minutes of the game, we're like plus 30 on the board, right? Plus 35 on the board for like 30 minutes of the game there.
Yeah.
There's one 10-minute stretch we felt before where it just gets really ugly for us. And shortening up that time is a huge deal for us as we continue to move forward and grow into that championship team that we'd like to become.
So much you could take away from a game like this. I was tweeting out last night. I was like, this game was over, man. I mean, Southern Utah had this game. But you can take that where, okay, there's a lot you can take from it as far as learning, but you also get the win. So that's like the double whammy there. Bodie, what was it like for you? I know nobody wants to come out of this game, and I know you especially don't want to come out of this game. You get fouled out. Kuhr gets fouled out. But you know, hey, I still got to be there. I got to support these guys because they feel it. You're a team leader. You've been that way for so long. Did you take that and say, hey, I know I'm out, but I got to try to impact this game in other ways?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it's hard because I'm the one, not necessarily the only one, but one of the ones that are trying to keep the huddles calm and keep everyone on track and just explaining them to what we need to do on the court. So to be off the court and not be able to experience that down the stretch is definitely a change. I think for me, what was going through my mind is I got to show that we can still win this game. Regardless of the outcome, I got to show that on the bench we can still look like we can win this game, and we have the mindset that we're still going to win this game. So whether I'm in or not, I just got to make the best of showing support for on and off the court, basically.
Love catching up with you guys. Of course, we catch up with Bodie every week, courtesy of First Advantage and Cable, some great sponsors that are big-time supporters of all things UNC basketball. Maybe we'll go to Cable's at some point. You guys can teach me more strategy, man, because
yeah,
I can listen.
From the crib, man. I go down and enjoy Cable's from time to time.
What's your go-to there? Because they joke with Bodie. They're like, we got to get Bodie outside of the spaghetti world, man. We got to do more things. So we're working on more.
Hey, Bodie, I'm holding down the spaghetti, man. Like, let me keep it simple.
You can't beat the spaghetti, man. You can't beat it, I tell you. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But they're great, big-time supporters of UNC basketball. But, man, just listening to you guys talk hoops, it's so much fun and to hear your strategies, too. At halftime, you guys are up big. And then, obviously, you see quickly Southern Utah starts to get that. They get that lead pretty fast, and it starts to kind of fester. As you said, there's that stretch there where it's just rough. Then, you know, ball's not going in, and that's tough when that doesn't happen.
Will go wrong. Starts to happen, man. It starts like we start to manifest like bad plays, and the other team start hitting shots that they don't normally hit, and that's just the something that we've faced time and time again. And ultimately, you're trying to confront some of those demons and come out on top. And for us, like, regardless of what happens going forward or what's behind you in that moment, our guys were really dedicated to staying committed to continuing to play each and every play to the best of their ability, even though it was starting to look a little bit ugly for everybody involved.
I know this is a regular season game, but it has a lot of meaning when it comes to the standings. It's all about getting in that top five spot. But where does this rank up there as far as victories for you guys? I mean, you guys have been a part of some big games, both with UNC, both with different programs, both with your high school. Where does this rank? Bodie, let's start with you. Where does this rank, man, as far as sweetest victories?
Definitely a big one for us, especially I mean, last year we got knocked out of the tournament by Southern Utah, and having it this year, a completely different year, going 2-0 against them, not even just last night, but being able to go 2-0 against them is big for us. And ultimately it shows that we want to be at the top of the league, and we're going to do everything we can, and scratch, claw, fight to be at the top of the league, and that's where we're going to stay.
How about you, Coach Farringer? Where's this
man,
rank?
The one at Southern Utah I thought was really good for us, just being able to go on the road, because at that point, you know, we had defended home court against Montana State, and we had felt pretty good. And then eventually the tide had kind of turned where we had started to play better on the road and not well at home. And so I think to get that, you know, monkey off your back, so to speak, to get the win back at home against a really good team is important. But I value every win, you know, in the same way that every time you get a loss, you get a chance to recover, you get a chance to bounce back. And so for me, it would be challenging, and only being here 2 years, and these guys have so many wins in their tanks over these last 4 to 5 years. But that Southern Utah sweep, as Bodie mentioned, I thought was just really crucial for us and our identity as far as showing toughness against a really good team.
Well, Southern Utah was picked to win the conference too, right? So for you guys to beat them, and again, that game on the road against them was so big because I think they were on like a 20-game home winning streak there.
Like 687
days. Yeah, huge game. It's been like three years with a home loss without a home loss for them, I guess.
That's absolutely nuts. And then, of course, you're thinking Southern Utah's got revenge on their minds, and they come at you guys in the second half, and they give you pretty much everything in their arsenal, maybe even more so. As you said, guys are hitting shots that you didn't expect would hit shots. So they're doing everything, and then you find a way. Guys stepped up, too. I mean, obviously, Dalen Kuntz has been a special basketball player, but he was coming up. I mean, he couldn't miss there late. I mean, he was taking it, and you're getting rebounds. You're getting key free throws from Matt Johnson. The list goes on and on. I love this about this team, and Bodie and I have talked about it a lot, is there's going to be a lot of different guys that can step up. Maybe they don't have the 20, 30-point game, but there could be a stretch there where they put together a really nice addition to what's going on.
Well, shout out Jamel Melvin. Shout out Bryce
Kennedy.
Jamel. Shout out Zach Block. You know, across the board, you can say the two threes that Bryce Kennedy hit in the first half. You can talk about the just length, the things that don't show up in the statistics with Jamel Melvin getting tips or offensive rebound dagger threes for us. You can talk about Zach Block and the charges that he took late, but shout out that bench, man, for coming in and doing jobs at a really high level. And every possession in these games, you know, is crucially important. And so for those three guys to come in, and each and every one of them to impact the game in such a way to allow us to win, big time for those three guys.
I think it's big, too, because we've talked about the bench. And, you know, we know Dalton Connect had a really good year. But we've always said, okay, where's that extra help coming on any given night? And it's almost like those guys got tired of hearing that. And then last night they said, you know what, we're going to bring it. Maybe not in the points, but defensively, we're going to get a couple of key shots, a couple of key boards. So it was nice to see that, because we know that's going to be needed for you guys once you get into that tournament. You got to be able to have that bench come in and do their thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think knowing that those guys can really step up in big moments is huge for us, especially looking forward into the tournament. But those guys are some of the hardest working kids on the team. It's truthfully, like, for our starters compared to our bench, is what made us a lot better. And even if we go back to NAU, at NAU, we were basically scrimmaging the back half, and they were taking it to us. So, like, they're definitely a very, very talented group, and a lot of fun to play with and be around. And it's just nice to see things going very positive for them, especially like they were last night.
Got this one from the 970 on our text line. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. At what point did you guys feel the momentum shift? Was there a time you can think of? Did you look up at the score and go, okay, 3 minutes left, we might do this? Was there a moment? Or
I would say, like, shouting back out the bench with Dalton, as you brought up, right? Like the block off the glass with the three in transition. Yeah. You know, there's those series that he made. I thought that three on the wing was when we said, like, hey, we're going to get a chance to win this game. This is now a one-possession game, and we have Dalen Kuntz. So, like, there's ultimately going to be an opportunity for the Bears to come out on top now, for me at least.
Is that about what it was?
Yeah, I'd say so, too. I think Dalton made some key plays. I think for me, another one would be Dalen's corner three, little hesitation corner three that he hit. That kind of knew. That was kind of like the starter of it all, and just kind of knowing with Kuhr on the bench and we didn't have much size out there, it was just nice to see us ultimately get offensive rebounds with Dalton and me, and then be able to hit some dagger threes. It was just fun to see.
It's awesome, man. I mean, those kind of wins, and we talk about this, you know, let's get that word out there. Let's talk more about this basketball team, and I'm so excited to see what you guys can do in this tournament. But you got what, 7 games left in the regular season? It's all about setting yourself up. Yeah, you saw you doing it. You count it in your head.
Yeah.
There. You have it in your
eight,
head, don't you?
Eight.
Is it 8? Is
I
that what it is?
So.
Okay. But still tough ones coming up. As you know, you got to take care of Idaho State. Yeah, you guys are now.
I know it goes Monday, Thursday, right. Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Thursday, Saturday.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
It's great,
just,
man.
Just make it to breakfast, right? Like, just make it to breakfast. Like, that's ultimately what these student athletes are doing, man. They're making it to breakfast, and whatever you throw at them in front of their face, like, is it a practice, is it a film, is it a game? Like, we don't always know what day it is.
Yep.
And so make it to breakfast, and then go ahead and do the best you can. And I think that was another sign yesterday where you saw two teams that are really on the road. and really at home, and they're bouncing back and forth on planes and hotels, and they're trying to do schoolwork. And I think that has way more of an impact than people understand also, that there's going to be stretches where you get show fatigue and aren't ultimately at your best. And that's where your mental toughness really comes into play on stretches like this.
Well, and getting to know Bodie more through this segment, each week that we do, we'll text each other, Monday, and be like, okay, what's the schedule look like? If it's not basketball, practice, film, school, whatever. So, and that's what I respect so much about you, is finding the time to do this every single week too, is, and that educates our listeners every week, to hear from a guy that's been with this program for so long and has put so much into it, but yet balance everything that goes into being a student athlete. It's a really special thing.
It's definitely a task at times. I think nowadays it's definitely, we have some pamper treatment, I guess you could say, at times. The coaches definitely take care of us. We get a schedule every week.
100% of the time, all pamper.
Yeah. Schoolwork is definitely like, we get time for study hall. So there's definitely time. It's just a matter of being able to still find time to do this, or find time to do stuff that you love. Because ultimately, you're going to be in the gym no matter what, and you're going to be in school no matter what. It's about finding the stuff that you still love to do outside of that is really important.
What's your guys' relationship? I mean, I think that the players are awesome. I think the coaching staff is awesome. You guys are all so fun to talk to. Certainly a lively bunch, but everybody pretty tight. I mean, obviously you're going to have moments where we're getting frustrated with each other. That's just how it goes. But what's that relationship like with you guys, Coach?
With me and...
With the team, I mean, with this whole group.
Trust and transparency, right? Like, each side has to go 50-50, right? This can't be an off-balance relationship. And so we all have to do our part of giving each other our best, you know? And I think that that's one thing that people have to really understand, is, like, even if we lose last night, that doesn't make me care about these kids any less. And the coaching staff doesn't coach any less hard, and they don't prepare any less hard just because we lose, and that's the commitment that we show to our kids. And I think that's the same thing, that they have to be okay failing just to know that someone's going to be there to pick them up. And so I like to believe that we have the front row seat to be the biggest fan of our kids that we get a chance to work with every day, but we also get to be the first person that picks them up off the ground when they trip and fall down. And so I think those are the things for me that are a blessing from a coach, is the opportunity to be with them majority of their time in their careers as far as student athletes go. Like, they're with you all the time. And then just giving them the comfortability that you're going to be there for them, good and bad, whether they're making shots or missing shots, and win or loss, that they have somebody in their life that's going to be there for them the next day.
Buddy, is that kind of how... summarize it for you.
Absolutely. I think I love every one of the coaches and every one of the players. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better group of guys to be a part of. On a personal level, Corey and I are practically family. His
fights
son is,
and everything, man. The conversations at all.
It all comes up.
Well, yeah. So do you get it? Do you have those though? Moments where you're just like, because you said it, you're around each other all the time. So there's bound to just be some blow ups once in a while.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I think this year we've had a couple big ones, Corey and I, but ultimately I'm starting to understand and kind of continuing to understand what he sees in me and what he can help me with and the opportunities that he's honestly given me, as well as the coaching staff and as well as the players. I mean, I wouldn't be in this spot where I'm at without Dalen and Matt and Core and Bryce and Corey and Coach Smiley and Coach Reed. All of these guys have just really gotten me to where I've gotten to, so I got nothing but love for every one of them.
It's a great group. You guys are a lot of fun to follow, and I think the best is yet to come. I cannot wait to see what you guys do. Obviously, we got 7-8 games. We don't know for sure, but we know we got some games coming up, and then that Big Sky Conference tournament. I know that's the number one, right? You got to get that top 5 spot so you can get that first round bye. It's important to be playing your best basketball at this stage, and
absolutely.
So far, man.
And I think that's where the team chemistry is really starting to, you know, get to the surface. And I think that takes a lot of time. And you're talking about instilling a few new pieces into the puzzle, and you're talking about even some of those returning puzzle pieces to change their shape and size a little bit. And so I think what you're starting to see is the group ultimately come together at its highest level, and that takes time. And you just want to be at the right time at the right place when that tournament shows up. And so for these guys, they're getting closer and closer to the best version of themselves. And I think as much as the highlights is you can show offense and defense, you can see the camaraderie on the bench, and you can see the camaraderie at the end of those games and those moments come up when guys are fleeing from the bench, or Zach Black takes that charge and people are picking him up.
Wow.
And those are the things that thrill you as leaders, and those are things that Coach Smiley continues to do a really good job of, is incorporating the team chemistry with the team strategy. And they're starting to see that it's got to work on both sides, right? Like 50-50. We have to have really good strategy, but we have to have really good culture, and those things got to blend together.
Speaking of the locker room celebration, too, I know that was up on Twitter. Coach Smiley can get up, man. Yeah. He was running into players. Yeah. You guys were going at it.
Absolutely.
There, man.
Who would have known? Who would have known that Coach Smiley still had some bounce left in his legs?
That was like a Super Bowl touchdown.
Right.
Moment,
exactly.
Man. Like Coach Smiley scored
exactly.
a touchdown. He went up, gave him the shoulder pad bump.
I'm sitting there thinking, man, please don't hit the ceiling. It's the ceiling. Oh, wait, they can't jump high enough to hit the ceiling anyways. Who cares?
One other moment, though, that's got to get brought up is the change of the press, though, too. Is all of a sudden going to the press and starting to try and go and press those guys. Like, I thought Coach Smiley hit that button at just the right time.
Yeah.
And that created a lot of new things for Southern Utah that they hadn't faced us, that we hadn't shown. And so for us to put different guys in and play a lineup we'd never played to go and started to press, which we never do, again, was just another example of the trust that you have within your leadership and that the team has to get on the same page. Even if you don't know why we're on that page, like, you got to get there, man. And you got to be reading from the same book. You got to be on the same page, reading the same word.
Well, and I love that, too, because I look at this game, and maybe you guys don't, but I definitely look at last night's game and say that could be one of those hinge moments where you guys looked at it and said, man, we know what everybody's capable of, too, in those crazy situations where you can take that and utilize it against, you know, the rest of the regular season, the conference tournament, and what have you.
Absolutely. I think a big point for us this year has been that we've been good, and really the biggest step for us has become great, and I think last night was a good example of that. In all seriousness, we started off really good, and ultimately we were playing good throughout the whole game. It's when we started losing we decided to take that next step and really fight for a comeback, and that's just something special.
A lot of fight in this team, man. It's so much fun to see it. Guys, thanks for coming down here today. I appreciate
it. Thank
you,
Brady.
When
much.
Are we doing Cable's basketball talk pretty soon? We got to get that set up.
Hey, you line
sometime.
That up. I'm on your guys' schedule. Yeah. You know right, what I mean? I'm here to serve. So
all right, my schedule's easy. It's Bodie, the one that's got the crazy schedule. Yeah. So we're going to make that work. All right, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a beautiful win last night. It's got us all talking. 51 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
To win cash for that flawless bracket, join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge for your chance to win $500. Keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
So I don't know if those guys are listening. They left their box score, the stat sheet here. I should have had them sign this thing. I'm telling you, that kind of game's one of those games, man, that changes things. So excited. Corey Faringer, Bodie Hume, great people, amazing, amazing basketball team. I strongly suggest you go out and you watch a basketball game. Go check these guys out. They're so much fun to see. In fact, when's the Eastern Washington game? I got a pair of tickets to give out right now. Let's see. That is February 24th. I got a pair of tickets for some lucky hooligan and their friend to go see UNC take on Eastern Washington. That is February 24th. That will be one of their final games, their second-to-last home game of the season, so a nice opportunity. Let's go caller number 4 on the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310, or toll-free 877-353-1310. Caller 4, you got a pair of tickets to go see UNC take on Eastern Washington on February 24th. 12:57 the time. When we come back, I still got a lot of stuff to get to. 8th best odds to win the Super Bowl for the Broncos. Why? Also, CSU Rams talk with Mike Brohard. Broncos talk with Zach Stevens. It's the whole show. Nobody does it like us. We'll be right back.